You are right up May Street.
Oh, you can't make me choose.
I go by Toyota. Sponsors T4.
Fuck me, Lee Ryan's 13.
I remember we couldn't remember the word for table.
This is Your Welcome America Presents The Ashley Simpson Show, episode 8.
In our ongoing mission to translate British pop culture for America and American pop culture for Britain, we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of The Ashley Simpson Show by rewatching all 8 episodes. And this is the final episode, thank fuck.
Yeah, not doing season 2. Coming up in episode 8, we have Tower Records, a cheeky room service burger, and Ashley rapping in Jay-Z's face.
I am Ben.
I'm Fraser.
Fraser like Razor.
And this is, for the final time, The Ashley Simpson Show.
I've still got chains. Okay, episode name, Ashley Goes Platinum.
Oh, I see what they did there. Really, yeah. Fooling us into thinking she went blonde again. Oh, you guys.
This episode is, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, and last week I did note that they used the America's Next Top Model photo fading away elimination music, which is very specific. And this time, in the previously on, it was the long form version of that song, as in like the library track, the bit that you don't hear on America's Next Top Model. But I heard it. I was like, this is the full library track.
Lovely.
I see you.
Wait, in this montage. Well, no, that's the previously on.
That's the previously on. So we've got to get...
Let's dive head first into a montage of this episode. We've got Virgin Megastore, we've got Ray of Light playing by Madonna.
One of the more frenzied kind of songs to yes. go with a montage.
We've got her doing lots of promo where she's sitting beside a plastic Diet Coke bottle and a sugar-free Red Bull. Mall of America.
Yeah, she says, I'm doing album promotion. She lists Mall of America, TV appearances, parties, and the voiceover, she says, the pace is so relentless. I'm a bit frazzled. And I was like, frazzled. She sounds it.
There's a really great shot of her in this. It's this weird slow motion. So it's all like montage, flick, all the sit Mall of America. Blah, blah, blah. And then there's this slow mo shot of her wearing these like dangly, in quotation marks, ethnic earrings. And she's just kind of like, as Ray of Light's playing, and the earrings are just hanging. And they're
art.
What's that?
I said, that's art.
They're very, I would say monsoon.
Right.
My
monsoon's finest.
Monsoon's finest.
Not kukai.
Not...
I never will not bring up the opportunity to bring up kukai.
Well, I mean, kukai has to be gone, right? kukai went bye-bye.
we've done this. I can't remember, but we've done it.
Oh, I'd love it when it had disappeared. I'd love like an op-ed piece called Bye-Bye Kukai. So, yeah, the earrings are very... Do you remember my friend Hattie Bingley?
Of course.
And she had... So, at uni, all she wore were those earrings. She'd wear some black trousers from, like, Coast, a top, a little... Actually, very of this time, 2004. Yeah, like, a little blazer.
Yeah.
But, like, kind of almost slightly tweed, like a fake tweed. And then she'd wear, like, a dangly earring.
Often just the with, one? Like,
no, two.
Two, okay.
Often with, like...
She's not insane.
She's not insane. I saw a thing recently where it was saying that women in the 2000s, the early 2000s, often dressed like they're on work experience,
yes.
Like for the office.
Very business casual.
Yeah, very business casual.
With like a fun, flirty flair.
Yeah.
Anyway,
right.
We're at Jay Leno.
We are.
We land at Jay Leno's studio.
We're at the NBC Universal lot. Mm. And I know this because when you go there now, they've named a street after him. It's like Jay Leno Boulevard.
Of course.
Yeah.
DB Boulevard. Well, we were singing that off air. Another point of view. Okay, so yeah, she's croaking away in her dressing room doing Pieces of Me, and Papa Joe arrives in a wild outfit.
He's wearing an iron striped shirt with pale denim jeans.
A real bootcut jean, flared bootcut jean with a loafer. Just the worst. He has the worst clothes on this show. They're ghastly.
His hair's had a highlight as usual.
And she says, this is my first time performing on a talk show. Oh, God. So many first times of things that should have been practiced.
Yeah.
That we're going to get to see again. But this time, but she's going to a sound check.
Thank fuck for that. Do you notice when Joe comes in, she's like, oh, hey, Dad, and like gives him a big hug.
Yeah.
Like, they really do love each other.
And that we get our standard Ashley Simpson episode thing where she does the sound check and then starts freaking out about how she sounds really bad.
I did write that in the sound check, it sounded hollow.
Yeah, it definitely did. And the band is really loud as well in the camera audio that we're hearing back.
Is she wearing a loose corset top?
A baggy corset?
Yeah.
I keep hearing, and I don't know what is happening. This is one of those things where you hear something once and you can't stop hearing it. People here pronouncing it a corset.
What?
And it's driving me crazy. I'm hearing it across multiple platforms and pieces
corset.
Of corset.
No, because that would be a double T-E, you right. Fucking idiots.
It's a corset. It is, anyway.
What about a chaise lounge? Oh, disgusting. This country.
Ray has bleached his hair.
Oh, Ray looks so hot.
He looks great with the bleached hair. He's like lurking around and trying to get out of frame, as always.
Joe says to her, it's all about confidence. It's all about I'm like, yeah, Joe, it is. But if some of the technical stuff isn't working properly,
right. This is what
that's
we
not
said.
About confidence.
This is what we said at that live show where he kept being like, oh, you just got to believe in yourself. It's like, well, she also needs to know how to work a microphone and like sing into it.
Yeah, and if there's an actual sound issue, she should fucking get it fixed.
Well, she gets on the old blower to Jessica, doesn't she? She gets on the horn to Jess.
Yeah. Now, this phone, it's not like the phone from episode one with the little nub. This has got the full extending kind of boingy aerial.
Well, she also has a sidekick in this episode.
She does have a sidekick.
So I don't know if she's got one phone for talking, one phone for texting, maybe.
One's business.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And then Jay Leno himself pops in his usual outfit. That's like what he wears all the time, isn't it? The, what do they call it? Canadian tuxedo.
Tuxedos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Jay Leno?
No.
He's always, his thing in, well, he loves his cars.
Yeah.
But he loves a food truck.
Right.
So he would often, when I worked at a place, uncertain, every second week they had, oh my God, you'd hate this, sushi burritos.
Oh, wow. That used to come to my office as well.
Oh my God, I love a sushi
fucking
burrito.
Fucking fusion bullshit.
No, I normally don't love fusion, but that I will go for. Anyway, he was often just like, he would like drop in like a classic car and get like a something something.
Just, I feel like he would pop up in like a, and it would be like, oh, God,
like
a car.
It's very that. With those like, with those wheels with like the big kind of like, what do you call them? Sort of covers, very grand covers. Yeah.
Or maybe just flying in on like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. He just like lands.
Yeah.
And he's just like, hi guys.
Yeah.
So.
He couldn't give a shit though, could he?
No, of course not.
He's like, oh, hey, yeah. Thanks for coming. And Ashley's like speaking in a baby voice. She's like, thank you for having me, Leno.
Yeah, she's not great around kind of grown-ups, is she?
No. She's a child.
Yeah. Anyway, fuck off, Jordan.
Oh, yeah, because all these men turn up, of course. Ryan's here, fine. Jordan, ugh, that producer guy whose name I've forgotten. Whatever, he's there. But most importantly, our favorite man is there. Ken.
Yeah, Ken. Ken arrives with a paper bag filled with hair. He literally arrives with a bag full of hair to sew into her head.
Yeah, also Ken is so tanned. He's tanned. The bag of hair, it's a slouchy Louis Vuitton bag of hair. Because he's been busy dyeing it elsewhere. In a lab? I don't know.
In the Paves, the Parvez lab. I also feel like this, she says, oh, so-and-so arrived. We get basically, like you said, yeah, every man that has been on this show arrives in succession. It's like Jordan, that lamb shank guy,
yeah.
Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
You know, they're just, it's like a real rogues gallery of people we've had to look at over the few weeks of this.
How great is the, talking of frazzled earlier, the frazzled producer.
Oh, yeah, there's an older gal and an older man who seem to be in charge of wrangling her, and they seem a little bit phased by the fact that there's a TV crew to wrangle as well as Ashley. There's a lot of like,
if they don't, that poor floor manager in the black leather jacket with the kind of Rita Wilson, who, what's her name? The one who was married to Danny
Rhea
DeVito.
Perlman.
Rhea Perlman hair. She's just like, guys, we really have to go.
So she trots on down, and I think she looks fantastic. She's in a American word plaid dress, tartan.
Oh, I wrote gingham. Wait a minute, what's the difference?
I think gingham is kind of the tablecloth pattern, whereas
gingham
I thought she was wearing more of a plaid.
Versus plaid. Gingham is a crisscross design. Yeah. Plaid is a tartan. Okay, fair. Okay.
So she performs. The band is very loud. She sounds very faint and looks really nervous. We watched this performance right back at the beginning of the of us recording this.
Did we?
Yeah, we were talking about Pieces of Me and how it's a difficult at my ongoing mission to say how it's an impossible song to sing.
Did we like the performance? I can't remember.
We said we were like, yeah, it proves that it you can't.
the dress is like a slight net ruffle around the edge. Mm. She looks really cool.
Yeah, she looks really good. Yeah.
Have I ever told you the story? So when I worked on a talk show, I was always part of like, you know, because in the UK, you know, we had to do everything, which is great.
Yeah.
There wasn't like one specific person just to, I don't know, deal with people, whatever. We had Gaga on her second or third time she was on. And because in that show, they would show the guests like in the studio green room before yes. the show, before the, their interview. So we just had to like, we're delaying. And then we're like, we're just starting the show without her. And then we had to like trot her down halfway through and she just like appeared. It's pretty fun.
As if out of nowhere. That exactly. makes sense for her.
I think, well, another point in that show, we had this weird thing where she performed three songs, but she did a costume change in between songs. So we didn't know how to cover it. So in the edit, we just did like a magic sound effect noise. Yeah, and she
that,
changed.
That yeah. makes sense.
One of Tweedledee or Tweedledum is here.
Yes. Yeah. Dinglebat is accompanying her. And then kind of generic ska music kind of takes us to our next destination.
Yeah, because I called this next section beach ska.
Yeah, we go to something which I really had to squint. It looked like MTV's Summer Run.
That's what
I thought it was.
Yeah, I just wrote Summer Run. So she's in a caravan on a beach.
Yeah, she's in like Skegness. She's about to do Summer Run. Someone who we've never met before called JP arrives to show her album cover options.
Well, I think, well, it's good that JP's justifying his job because he's going to get to go to that platinum buffet later, which we'll talk about.
We'll get there.
That's the record exec buffet that they have.
The saddest function room I've ever seen.
So yeah, so he's got printouts of album, like, although I will say that is a real inkjet, high quality printout that they've got of different album cover versions.
Yeah, that was, the paper was heavy with like the weight of the ink when he printed each one of them. I feel like he had to lay them out in his office,
let them
like,
dry
on the floor and let them dry before he shuffled them away. Because I bet the first time he did it, he smudged one of them.
Yeah. Can't show that to Ash.
And I love that, yeah, it's not a digital thing to be found to review. It all had to be hard copies. And I will say this does feel like one of the first times someone actively turns to Ashley and says, are you happy with this decision? And she says, yes, I am. Thank you.
Yeah. Or even more than that, what is your, would you like to make a choice? Please make a choice. It's not like they're saying, this is the approved one. What do you think? It kind of looks like they're looking through different ones.
Because
at one point, she's saying to her mum, Tina, do you think that's cute? Yeah, that's cool. And then Tina says, oh, this one's a lot more artsy.
Yes. So anyway, we're going to leave MTV's summer run at Skegness or wherever we
summer
are.
Summer ska run.
We're going to get to bloody New York.
Imagine doing a run to ska music.
Well, I know, I wouldn't mind it. Well, it depends if it's like No Doubt. I want female ska music.
Yeah. Gwen ska. Yeah, let's go to this press tour in New York City. We're back in that weird hotel that we're in previously. Yeah. Ever.
And Ashley is tired.
She is tired. She's tired and she's pissed off about talking to the overseas press. At which point we hear some Asian-inspired music.
Well, we've got to be careful. It's kind of Southeast Asian, to be very specific. Mm. Or in the UK, we would maybe say Indian incorrectly. But yeah, there was some offensive, kind of offensive music of the world playing to cover the fact that she's talking to people in other countries.
She's doing radio shows in other countries. Here's the thing, though, Ash. If you were doing that these days, you'd have to be on fucking Zoom.
Yeah.
So count your blessings. You can slouch a lounge in your PJs and order that burger and Coke from room service.
Yeah, and slam your sidekick phone around on the table, the bedazzled sidekick. I don't know if you noticed that.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, and then it's just kind of a real long montage of her going, I'm sorry, what? Sorry, who?
Did I say hello?
Jessica who?
Hello, pardon? Who? What? Uh-huh. Did I say who's? What's my what? Yeah, although, I mean, how great would it be if you're tired in a hotel, right? Ordering a room service burger, fries, and Coke. How good does that sound?
Yeah, sounds great.
Oh.
Do you remember what song it was that whisks us to our next scene at Good Morning America?
Of course I do. It's Beastie Boys Intergalactic.
And you know my special secret hidden thing in this song that they mention Joe McElderry's name? You ready? I've got it queued up.
Okay. Okay, that's very good.
Intergalactic Joel McElderry.
I'm in space.
I'm convinced that it's some kind of Inception thing where Joe McKeldry went back in the past and whispered in their ear when they were writing it.
Who was Joe McKeldry's mentor?
It was our Cheryl.
It was Cheryl.
Yeah, where you from, Flower?
Oh, where you from?
South Shields. Oh,
I know.
So intergalactic Joe McKeldry flies us on a rocket ship from Newcastle to a car where Ashley says, is this the Today Show or Good Morning America? Fair question.
I still don't remember. At this point, Tina's dressed like a parody of a political wife.
I said that she looked like the mother of the bride.
Yeah. She's like a jacket with a flower and...
A white jacket with a pink, very cheap... It almost looked like it was made of tissue, like a flower attached to the front of it.
Tina also, in the previous scene, she was carrying a Barney's bag. She'd done a little bit of shopping.
She's loving life, isn't she?
I know.
Tina tells her off for saying... Because Ashley says, oh, today's such an annoying day. And then there's this really long pause where we see Ashley painting her nails in the car. Really long pause, and Tina just goes...
Well, first of all, Tina says, you'd better enjoy the ride.
Yes.
Then there's the long pause.
Long pause. You're even worse than your sister. Bam. Ooh. Bam. We're at the Today Show.
Speaking of the Today Show, who else is there?
Bloody Nick Lachey.
The voiceover is like, oh yeah, Nick was there. So I was with Nick. So that was nice. Okay.
So I ended up doing it with him. Like, as if there's no plan in place when you do the Today Show. You turn up and whoever's there, you just decide to do something together.
Well, no, to be fair, those, like, live shows that last, like, 4 hours every day, you can imagine, like, the producers get to that day, like, what have we got? Oh, actually, they're both here. Okay, they'll just do something.
Well.
And we don't need to ask her because she'll agree to it. He's family. So imagine her turning up being like, hey, just, you know, Nick's here, so we thought it'd be fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
And she goes to Regis and Kelly and says, I think Kelly's a doll.
I think Kelly's a doll. How brown is that studio?
Yeah, it was very wood paneled.
Oh, very like browny wood paneled.
It looked like that bar in Koreatown, the ship.
The HMS Maritime. Bounty.
Yeah, the HMS Bounty.
Yeah, like a well lit version of the HMS Bounty. Yeah, very strange. She then does a radio tour.
Yeah, God. She says they tell her it's going to take an hour and a half. And she's like, an hour and a half? They call her Jessica a million times.
Yep.
She gets asked the same question about her hair color.
She gets asked, who would win in a fight, you or Brittany? And she's like, me! I'd kick her, or something like that.
Yeah, she said, I'd kick her ass.
Yeah.
And then at one point, we flash past her at like Sirius FM. Did you see this? It looked like she was getting a foot massage.
Yeah, I got that.
And it looked
that.
Like there was a giant pie on the table, like a fruit pie.
At the end of the section, she's on the phone to Ryan.
She's complaining.
Yeah, and she says that she's been crying because she's so tired. I can imagine that.
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
Should we go to Memphis?
Yeah, this was a very oddly jammed in scene, but a nice one.
It was nice. She goes to a children's hospital for children with terminal illnesses or terminal diseases. Oh.
Yeah, and she says the kids can't go to concerts because of kind of autoimmune issues. So they call people in to come and do like acoustic performances. And I say she does one of the best performances she's done in the entire show here. With an acoustic version of Pieces of Me.
She's great. She's good. And there's that boy in the audience nodding his head. There's a boy singing to her. Mm-hmm. She's great with the kids.
Yeah, she's much better with kids than she is with
adults.
With adults. Yeah, like really, she's really sweet with them. But like, I guess because she's so childish herself, it kind of evens out. But she genuinely was, I was worried when I saw that she was doing that because she has a tendency to be annoying and not correct in the situation sometimes. And I was like, oh god, is she gonna be like she was really good with the kids.
Yeah,
very nice. Well, let's leave Memphis and get back to New York City.
Oh, I've got MTV to go to.
Yeah, so it's release day and she's at TRL and we get kind of two of the wildest cameos of this show so far. First of all, where she runs into Jay-Z in the hallway.
Wait a minute, what is Jay-Z wearing?
Oh, I didn't notice.
He's wearing a crisp white iron shirt.
Lovely. It means business.
Yeah.
It says something very genuinely sweet to her, and then she says something a real crackerjack. He says, because she's kind of like being like, wah, at him, and he says, oh, I really dig your kind of rebellious, you're doing the rebellious younger sister.
Yeah.
It's really, he's like, I think that's really cool and really something different. I think he really was very gracious to throw her that bone. And then she's,
I love your song.
I love your song. And he's like, oh, what song is that? She does like a very white lady kind of chicken dance.
Yeah, chicken dance ska rap.
But I do think she has the good grace to run away and then spend the next kind of 5 minutes with her face like beet red and her like cringing in a corner. She's like, I can't believe I just did that.
Yeah, like curled over into a ball with one of Tweedledee or Tweedledum.
Yeah, who says, my face has gone red on your behalf, is what one of them says. Then we get a wild moment. I don't know if you registered how strange this was.
Is this where she hugs someone?
So she hugs, it's Vanessa Minnillo at the time, who then goes on to marry Nick Lachey.
Because I wrote, who's that female person that she's hugging?
So she went on TRL and like was pally-pally with Vanessa, who ends up marrying Nick Lachey after he divorces Jessica. We are in a time machine. Intergalactic Joe McKeldry.
But wait, what did Vanessa Minnillo Willow, what did she do?
She was the host.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
God. And Nick was in this episode as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
Joe McKeldry got on that rocket ship and went back in time and messed with the timeline.
All right, let's pick up that sidekick and get an update about Tower Records.
No, Target.
Well, we've got Tower Records, first of all, people lining up to buy CDs, but then we separately get an update about Target. Yeah. Selling out in stores.
Yeah, they sold a week's worth of what they thought they were going to sell in a week. Sold out in a day.
I don't know if I'm dizzy enough because I think I'd like another promo montage.
Let's get ourselves to Virgin Megastore, where a sign on the door says that passes to meet Ashley Simpson are sold out.
Wonder how much those cost.
Yeah, I'd love to know.
So those must have been, wait, passes just to like line up.
Yeah. But I don't know, maybe you got them for free, but you had to just get them. I don't know.
Well, the thing used to be, if you bought the CD,
yeah,
you could then get like a, yeah, something like that. Ashley says at this point, I'm very overwhelmed right now. Me too, Ashley. So after leaning on Ray in an elevator, yeah, she's wearing a boat. Remember those bone necklaces?
Yes.
And she travels down a Virgin Records escalator.
Her fans are very cute. There's lots of them singing Pieces of Me, and everyone's in trucker hats and vest tops and big flappy jeans getting like...
Tutus and strappy bags.
Yeah. And she's, again, is very cute with all the young girls that come and see her. She's very natural and like sweet. She does say the same thing over and over again about how everyone looks cute or everyone's so cute, but thank you, thank you. But it's really nice and felt individual and personal.
It's very fun. We should go to another record store. We're going to go to LA, and I have confirmed with Michael, podcast Nemesis Michael, this is the Sherman Oaks Galleria for this Tower Records.
Oh, hang on. Have we skipped past the Mall of America? Oh, no, we haven't.
No, we haven't got to the Mall of America. Oh, we haven't got to Minnesota yet.
So there's a great moment where she's coming down the escalator at Virgin Megastore, and they cut to this girl in the crowd, and this is the second time this has happened on this show. Someone with a disposable camera just goes... takes like a really long, long range photo of Ashley Simpson with a disposable camera that you ain't never going to see her in that. Can't zoom on a disposable Kodak.
So then we travel to LA to go to the Sherman Oaks Galleria to Target.
To Tower Records.
Sorry. God, it's so confusing this episode.
Yeah, more fans. This is where the girls are singing Pieces of Me. I got confused because we've been to... I can't tell Virgin Megastores apart from Tower Records.
Although there's a lot of people holding those quite iconic... yellow bags with the red thing, lots of plastic. Those are all decomposing in an ocean somewhere right now.
Now, I've forgotten what she was wearing, but I have noted here, what is she wearing? Is it a sparkly utility vest?
Yeah, she's wearing a gold glittery waistcoat.
It seemed almost like it, you know, like a safari vest, but in gold sequins.
Baffling.
Makes sense for her. That was Tower Records.
That was it.
Now.
Okay.
Speaking of that inkjet printer, I think JP had a few other jobs just about for printing out those album covers. Get some pictures of Ashley and put them up in the conference room and make this sign that says, congratulations on your number one debut album, Ashley.
Oh, the amount of ink, the amount of formatting that must have taken.
Not one person thought about even trying to get that printed up at a printing place where you could have it on one piece of large paper that shows the effort, you know?
I know.
Felt like we were looking at A4 pieces that had all been kind of smushed together.
Bearing in mind, the top of the scene, we're at Geffen, and Disgusting Jordan, he's talking about the fact that they've sold 400,000 copies at Target alone, I think it is, or Tower, one of them. And then, okay, and then it goes on to this, well, we'll get into it, but they've laid on a buffet.
Yeah. We're in the Geffen Records conference room for sure, and it is, I'd say, on par with like the saddest children's birthday party where someone just hasn't had time to get it together.
I would say it's on par with an office birthday, but for someone who's quite senior.
Or what about an office leaving party?
An office leaving party for someone, again, quite senior.
Yeah. Someone quite senior, but also not that fun. So people aren't really that. People aren't like, oh, we're going to get like...
We're going to go out somewhere. No.
For Sharon's leaving party. It's like, yeah, well, we've just got to say goodbye.
What do you think?
It's
2004 in LA. What are they serving, do you think?
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, what about like some platters from Panera Bread?
Maybe.
That'd be quite good.
Yeah. I had a Jersey Mike's platter provided to me at work on Tuesday.
Oh, I'd munched a million of those. How was
pretty
that?
Pretty good. Yeah. I had a vegetarian one and it was really nice.
Okay.
Yeah. That's we had a bagel and donut breakfast and then a Jersey Mike's spread put on. I feel like because we don't go to the office anymore, to go into the office and have that done felt really...
Like a lot.
Yeah. I was like, Dunkin' Donuts coffee and donuts.
My office do Bagel Wednesdays and I've banned myself from eating the bagels.
Yeah.
Because it stopped them being special.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway.
So wait, then I was like, wait, what? She's number one? And wait, and then he announces, oh yeah, we've sold over 1 million records. I was like, what?
Yeah, here's a platinum record. Information is getting thrown at us at a rate of like, I'm like, yet again, I mentioned this last week. We're going to spend 20 minutes on her trying to buy a Christmas tree on the street of New York. And now we're just going to have number one albums and platinum thrown at us in 2 seconds.
I'm bearing in mind that, I've only performed 6 times and suddenly she's sold over 1 million records. It's like, what?
Yeah. I felt like, I mean, should we get to the Mall of America? Because
We're not quite there because I do want to say that platinum record is a very chunky frame.
Yes. Thick.
And also, is she wearing a Baby G watch?
Probably.
I got confused about that. And then the employees.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
So that guy, JP, whatever it was, JP in the HP printer, he had printed out black and white pictures of Ashley. And then the employees are getting autographs from her.
I feel like I definitely saw quite a few young homosexuals of our age at the time being like, well, I'll get Ashley Simpson's autograph.
If we were there, totally get it. And she's like, I mean, they've all worked so hard in this. It's nice to do this.
Yeah, JP printed out all those album covers for me and all these lovely signs.
Hey, JP, I just want to say good job. Think of the email that went round after that event. Oh, do you think there were lots of leftovers and JP got to take them home?
Definitely. Of course he did. All his roommates were like, ooh, Panera Bread.
That soup, though, you wouldn't take the soup home. You'd pour that down the sink.
Bung that out.
God, I hope it doesn't clog the drain. Right. Where are we going now?
Let's go to the fucking Mall of goddamn America.
We're now going to Minnesota, which for UK listeners is... pretty fucking far from LA.
So this is where I felt suddenly quite, the shift had really happened. And I realized that we kind of had watched this show in like a vacuum where we don't really see her getting much public reaction to anything she's doing. We don't see her out in public that much. The performances are like seems to be industry people or friends. This is the first time we're seeing her as like a famous person. And it feels very jarring because, we've gone from her like not being able to, her songs not being kind of picked up by the record label to...
Selling a million records
and people at 5 billion people are in the Mall of America like screaming at her. It was quite like a sharp U-turn.
What's she wearing?
I don't know.
She's wearing a green skull tee and she's wearing that classic rock metal belt. You know the one.
Oh, I know it. Yeah. We've seen her spinning around in a circle with those black low slung trousers and that belt. My head was spinning at this point.
I was a little queasy and dizzy. And
this is how they chose to do the final scene, because obviously we end on a montage, but the final scene is...
Yeah.
It appears to be Ashley on stage at the Mall of America in front of a lot of people doing an interview to camera saying like, this has been like a crazy ride and yada, yada, yada. And she does this whole speech and then she just turns around and apparently just starts performing.
Yeah. And she's singing Autobiography.
She sure is.
Well, I mean, she starts singing it and then it goes into the recorded version for the montage.
Of course.
And the montage is, it's everything from the season, but also the episode.
Yeah.
So it's like...
That's really made me laugh.
So I've just watched this.
Yeah. I thought, what a treat for us to really revisit some of the most boring things we've seen for the past 8 weeks.
Her dealing with a broom in the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly. Shuffling around in those shoes that her mom hated.
That fucking awful ballet sequence. We get 2 shots of that. And we get some unseen stuff. There's an odd shot of Jessica licking her lips.
Yeah, and staring like she's really close to the camera, isn't she?
That was very strange. And then there's something where she's... eating something creamy. She's got cream all over her face that I don't remember.
I feel like this was a real chance to look back on what we've experienced. And my note is, wow, this show was shit. That was it.
That was
the show
it.
Ended.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you also, you got the little bit at the end.
Did you stay on over the credits?
I did.
Song started playing?
I saw what MTV was calling a buzzworthy song, and it was... love me, hug me, kiss me dande, lambe dande. That's I didn't even do the chorus for you there. It was, you hold me, come caress my body, you got me going crazy, yo, turn me on.
Kevin Little.
With a Y.
I was going to say, how are you spelling it? Oh, wait,
is Kevin
Little? I think Little with
little
a Y.
Little with a Y, yeah, you're right. I got confused.
Kevin Little, turn me on.
Now, I believe he might be from the island that my dad is from. Hold on. Yeah,
he is. Okay. He's from St. Vincent.
I can confirm that, yes, Kevin Little is from St. Vincent. So there's a chance that I may be related to him. Not racist because I really am related to everyone on the island.
God, you could be a little. Oh, my God. All comes back to the islands.
It always comes back to Kevin Little, turn me on.
Well, what was the most rock and roll moment of this episode?
The fact that it goddamn ended. That's how I feel about it. Well, I guess it was probably her meeting, rapping in Jay-Z's face, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Because it's just funny to think now, I'm not sure those two would be mixing in. Actually, I don't know.
I think they would.
Miss Ross.
Diana Ross.
Yeah.
Because we know Beyonce loves Diana Ross.
Exactly. Imagine Beyonce and Jay around at Diana's house and then they hear like, da-na-na-na-na-na-na, and Ashley like rocks into the room. Although she's not rock and roll anymore, is she?
Well, no, I was also just thinking, should we just quickly watch the trailer for that failed reality show called, like, what was that? Ashley and what was her husband?
Evan Ross and Ashley.
Ashley,
take
Evan.
The boss.
Yeah.
I'm coming around.
Ashley and Evan Ross, the boss. Ashley and Evan. Oof.
That was thin on the ground.
That was a whole lot of nothing. We just watched the trailer for Ashley and Evan Ross's show, which we still don't know what it was called. It's just them walking through a casino in Vegas in slow-mo, and not a lot happening.
Yeah, and they apparently recorded music together. That does sound kind of familiar, actually.
Yeah. I mean, Diana must have featured in one episode.
Evan Ross is a real cat in the hat, isn't he?
You once described him as having a real air of a Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he has a Jackson-esque.
Yeah, like... Ooh,
yeah, ooh, ooh, Jackson voice and like a cat in a hat energy.
Cat in a hat Bruno Mars thing going on.
Real Bruno Mars adjacent, not into it. But I do like that they're still together and happy.
Yeah. Well, that was the Ashley Simpson show. We're not doing season two.
Season two can literally... We've come up with some great mini episode ideas during this episode, and so we're going to be doing them instead.
And I think we should do the Osbourne season one.
Yes.
Because I think that could just be a lot of fun.
Even though I do think that show is all, what did I say last week? Just all vignettes.
But they're good vignettes. We know that for sure.
Crazy.
And then that's how it goes. Millions of people. That's my impression of Kelly's head from behind the door going,
my birthday.
We should do that. But also, closer to the Girls Aloud tour, we should do the Passions of Girls Aloud.
Yes, 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 yes.
So anyway, that is Your Welcome America presents Ashley Simpson's show. You will get regular episodes of Your Welcome America every other week. Oh, we've got there's
no, because this will come out come out after.
I know what you mean.
Well, you will have just heard our 100th episode spectacular.
Yeah, are you a prime spectacular? God, it was good, wasn't it?
It was great.
It was really, really
all
good.
Those special guests. And
yeah, that bit with the thing and the numbers and the cake.
I can't believe we got you-know-who to say the thing.
Oh, I know. and we will be doing a new spin-off show soon, whatever it is going to be. But lots of fun coming up.
Just give me a break.
Give us a break. Back off, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
You are right up my street. Oh, you can't make me choose.
I go by Toyota. Sponsors T4.
Fuck me, Lee Ryan's 13.
I remember we couldn't remember the word for table.